All right, we'll move along to USC coach Lane Kiffin. The Trojans are home hosting Boston College on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, press star one. Our first question comes from Kurt Cragthorpe of Salt Lake Tribune.
Hi, Lane. I actually wanted to ask about your defense amid everything. It's been playing phenomenal. What's behind the success on that side of the ball?
Well, I think a lot of things. Obviously, we're very excited about the way we started the season on defense, and I think that has a lot to do with the physical approach we took in practice throughout spring and throughout fall. Even though we know it took its toll on us injury-wise, we definitely feel that that's paid off for us by the style of defense we've played through the first 2 weeks. Now we need to continue to do that. So just really excited about how multiple we are. It's a decision we made in January to make a change, and to make a change and go out and find the system that we wanted in here. And it's been a great two games so far.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Bud Withers of the Seattle Times.
Lane, you probably don't want to spend much time revisiting the other night, but I wanted to ask you, on the two interceptions by the WSU cornerback, were they misreads, miscommunications? What did you see on film?
Yeah, the first one for a touchdown, we threw behind the receiver. Receiver's in position to make the play and pick up some yards so we can kick a field goal and go on 10-0, and unfortunately throw it behind him. Now, at the same time, Cody got hit right as he was getting ready to throw by a great rush by their nose. And then the second one was, a misread that we can't throw in the cloud coverage.
And then on your approach offensively, just two questions. The lack of throws downfield and then not getting the tight end involved, would you have changed either one of those?
Well, anytime you lose a game, you always would do something different. You can't say, well, I'd do the same exact thing because it happened, But at the same time, we felt like once the game started, our defense was going to dominate. The only way to lose that game was going to be to put the ball in there a bunch and sack cause fumbles or interceptions. And unfortunately, in the conservative approach of what we were playing, we got in two-minute situations where obviously you're throwing, and that's where we throw the two interceptions. Otherwise, win the football game.
And then finally, the decision on the starting quarterback this week on Kessler. How did you separate the two?
Well, as I said yesterday, just thinking more about it, of the two guys, I just made a decision that really, there's so much negativity around them already outside of this building, to start pointing out what this guy didn't do or why this guy got the job, just I don't think is the right thing to do for those kids who are going through a lot. So we got to support them. We got to coach better, play better around them, and get a win this week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any further questions, Coach?
To ask a question, press star one.
No further questions? All right. That'll do it. Lane, thanks for your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you.